You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Big refund, big project, big savings at Menards. Turn your tax refund into your next big project. That patio you've been dreaming of is more affordable than you think when you do it yourself. Get free estimates fast using our landscaping design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on the largest selection of concrete landscaping blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
What's up, guys? I am Caleb Giddings.
I am Keith.
And I'm Jack.
And you are listening to Gun Day Brunch, which is brought to you by a group of lovely people. Such lovely people.
So beautiful.
So, today we have a fun topic, because if there's one thing gun nerds like talking about, it's guns that don't exist. It really is. Like, whether that's sci-fi guns or like, oh man, wouldn't it be so cool if company X made company XYZ? And I hold the unique position of working for a company. So if you guys don't know, I was recently hired on. I'm now the marketing manager for Taurus USA. And Taurus is a very interesting company in that in the past, they've thrown a lot of spaghetti at a lot of walls, and some of it has stuck. The Judge probably being the most prominent example of things that were a crazy ass idea that turned into an absolute commercial success. Then there's some other stuff like the Curve that was the Curve.
It certainly was.
I want to say, one, congratulations on your new job, and two, Taurus have been the nicest people at SHOT Show that I've ever dealt with. Like, bar none, the nicest people. So I think it's a good fit. And we wish you the best of luck. And you'll still be here with us too. Yeah. Shit talk.
We're not saying goodbye to Caleb. This is just, oh, Caleb does this other thing too.
And it's important to disclose that other thing to people, because, you know, I don't want people to think that I'm going to be like that. I don't want people to think that that changes many of the fundamental things about me, you know.
Disclosing professional relationships?
Oh my god!
When you work in media, couldn't be me. Couldn't be me. Not me, friend. Not me.
Yeah, I have no idea. Different. Built different.
Times have we shamelessly offered to shill on this show, like publicly? We're not gonna hide it, but we will take your money.
Yeah, for sure. With that in mind, though, because Taurus has this is what kind of got me thinking about it, because I was going through some of our products that didn't hit, like the PCC that we launched or the Curve.
I was really disappointed that PCC didn't hit harder, honestly. I was disappointed in that whole system. I thought that had potential, especially with aftermarket and...
Well, I think the problem was they launched it. That PCC was launched at the wrong time, because it was launched after PCCs were. It was launched in that time frame where everybody was going away from PCCs to 14.5-inch M4s for all of their TAC teams and all of that. So I don't think it ever was going to be a hit, despite the fact that it's basically a Brazilian UMP.
That's kind of where I was hoping it was going to land on the market, is like, here's a Brazilian UMP. You can kind of get your UMP vibe off of this thing, but without the H&K, you can't get this. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah, because
bring it back. That's what we're saying. Bring it back.
If there's one thing that Taurus that I have learned in my very short time with Taurus, and from, you know, working with him in the past as well as a consultant and a freelancer. They want to sell guns. Like, they don't want to not sell guns like some other companies out there. If there's a gun that they can make,
that
they want to sell it.
That is one of the weirdest vibes in the industry. And I never thought I would run into so many people who are not actually interested in moving product. Like, they're not actually interested in getting something out the door into people's hands for them to enjoy and use for what it's designed for, versus this is just a project for them that they're bringing everybody along with too, and they never intend to make it viable in the space. They're just sitting here like, look at my toy, and everyone's like, we'd like that, and they're like, no.
Right. The MP7 being probably the best example. Look at my cool thing.
Can we have that?
No.
Yeah. Why can I not have a semi-automatic MP7? I know why, that it has a lot to do with German weapon regulations. And basically, if you make guns in Germany for the military, you can't make them for civilians. Mm-hmm. The only way we get MR-556s is because they're made here in America, because part of the requirement for the M-27, yep. seven, right?
Yeah, the IAR.
They have to be built in America. You know, we've kind of learned not to build weapons in other countries. Sometimes the flags get real pointy on the maps, so we need those guns here. But we can't get MP7s because Daddy Germany is like 99999.
Which sucks. By just making MP7s here.
They could. Okay. But that requires Germany to sign off on it. And Germany H&K do not, like, they're like, why would we do that? We would sell 10,000 of them instantly. Why would we want to do that? That sounds
horrible. I once said that to a number of executives, and I got some bad looks, as if I had just pointed out that somebody wasn't wearing pants. So I have learned that I am not tolerated by shenanigans. I'm going to tell you my favorite Germany story real quick. My first SHOT Show, I walked by the H&K booth, and there were like a series of like mauls and glaives and like battering rams and just like medieval weaponry, but like black and tactical. And I'm like, oh my God, look at this. And I'm holding like a hammer mace with a blade on the end of it. And I'm like, what is this for? And this German guy comes up to me and he's like, oh, this is lying the vent. It may not have been the HK booth, but it was a German guy. And those are all the same to me. And he's like, these are rescue tools. And I looked at him, I was like, rescuing people from what? Living? And he got very mad at me and made me give it back to him.
We are rescue squad, says so on batch.
Yeah.
That's about the most German thing.
Existence.
So, yes, I think everyone in the world wants a civilian MP7, except for Germany. It's not the worst thing Germany's ever done, but it's certainly up there.
They will not give us the spaghetti.
So anyway, on to the actual topic of this episode. This is not the guy's shit on HK, because we like a lot of HK's products. What we're talking about,
we'll do
today,
that next week.
Yeah. That can be next episode.
Gibb Brunch 71. Shit, the guy's shit on
HK. Episode 81. HK, why you know Gibb?
Yeah, the guy shit on HK and desperately ask HK for products.
Yeah, same. So anyway, today's episode, we are going to be talking about what's like if you had a blank sheet of paper and you could get the gun industry to design a gun, what would it be? Now, there are some ground rules here. It has to be something that's achievable with current technology. So no laser guns or phasers or, you know, lightsabers or whatever. Right? Like something
that we can rifle in the 40-watt range.
Right, because you know somebody's going to comment that anyways. Yeah. So we're all going to go. And then what I want you, the lovely listeners out there on the YouTubes, to do is post your idea in the comment section. And I'm going to pick the two that I like the most. And you are going to get a gift certificate for a free slide milling from CNH Precision Weapons. So I'm just going to give this. I got two of them. If you're listening to the audio version, I'm sorry, you have to go on YouTube to post a comment. That's just
click like six things and get your comment on.
Yeah.
We're very sorry that you have to go to YouTube.
We are, because YouTube is and sewer. But anyway, two gift certificates for free slide milling from CNH Precision Weapons. These are awesome. They do all sorts of cool stuff. I think they're great. And again, ground rules are, what is the one firearm you wish the industry was making that they're not currently making? And again, it has to be within the realm of extant technology. You can't, you know phasers, no phased plasma rifles, stuff like that. So with that being said, eeny, meeny, miny, jack.
Meeny, miny, jack.
I'm going to break your rule, but only slightly. I'm going to bend it just slightly.
Flex.
I would like, a compact magazine fed 12 gauge shotgun that's reliable.
Now, is that all? Would you like a fucking unicorn?
That's the rub.
What color dragon do you want?
Honestly, the laser pistol will be around before we get this thing made. I think you have to do a couple of things to make it happen that are going to be unpopular. One, it has to be a metallic shell. So it's going to have to be a lot heavier. But that's going to make it more reliable. Two, who is this for? Because when I mean compact, I mean in its folded state, it needs to be this big.
I mean, it can be for whoever you want. It could be for you and an army of Nephilim.
It's for me. Because honestly, I like compact shotguns. It's when everybody's like, oh, shotgun versus AR, I'm like AR all day long. When it's like something that I could have in a shoulder holster under a leather jacket that's more than just like, oh, I've produced a 9mm pistol, but this time it has a little bit of metal that I can touch to my shoulder. That's a stupid PDW. If I produce a 12-gauge semi-automatic, six-round hand cannon, and then just pop the stock, what I have done is fundamentally changed the conversation in that room for everyone there. Everyone there went from having an argument to being involved in a dispute.
And potentially changing teams.
This gun exists in like a number of formats in fantasy worlds. The one that I will most refer to, Bato has this gun in Ghost of the Shell 2. So if you look Ghost of the Shell 2, Bato's shotgun shows him using it. It's really good. It's also in Cyberpunk 2077, but I just think to myself, how cool would that be? And the problem is it isn't doable. Also, when people do magazine-fed shotguns, they do a thing that I think is really counterproductive, and that's they give them too much ammunition. They're like, let me put a 10-round stick on this thing. Let me put a 20-round drum, and you basically turn your gun into an unwieldy mess. I don't need 20 rounds. I need five. Five shotgun rounds that I can then go boop, boop, chonk, chonk. I now have five more shotgun shells for, well, just
reasons.
Committing war crimes.
Yeah.
But
compact war crimes.
Yes.
The smallest of war
crimes. I would guess that I probably need this thing to be gas operated versus recoil operated, and that's going to also be finicky. But Jack's personal hand cannon,
a gas operated 5-round, roughly shockwave sized,
small,
reliable
9-inch barrel. 9-inch barrel.
So shorter than a shockwave.
Yeah.
Shorter. It needs to be shorter.
Yeah, that one is going to fall under the what color dragon would you like with your...
Right, like, I can get it. But like everything else, there's workarounds to.
And I will say that you didn't actually break the rules, because technically that is a thing that could be built by man. Shotgun shells used to be made with brass holes back in like the 1800s.
They still are. You can still find metal shotgun shells out there. They're still produced in very small number. There's some like very bougie shotguns that use them.
The shotguns cost more than cars, guys.
Right. Like, it's a brass shotgun shell, dude. This thing is not cheap.
Yeah.
The type of thing Beretta makes and then imports.
And it is heavy. It would be heavy. You're going to need to never skip arm day and back day with this gun.
Yeah.
So
what you're saying also, is you have designed the sci-fi gun for you and Andre the Giant.
Yes. Okay. Yes. It's fundamentally just for me. Right. And as a backup, I will carry a Glock 18.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So Jack's an anime character.
I'm sorry, Mr. Two Revolvers. I'm sorry that my ideal carry setup doesn't seem reasonable to you, Wyatt Earp. Hey, I can knock down off your horse there.
Jack's five shots and Caleb's five shots, totally different.
Fundamentally different.
I mean, it's okay because my it's not like mine is, you know, any more practical or realistic, but mine is actually something that a company, including the company that I work for, could literally make, you know, with the existing technology. And the problem is that there aren't any, well, hang on, let me double check to make sure there aren't any good ones of these out there right now. No, there aren't. I know for a fact that there aren't. I don't even need to Google this. You see, well, let's just double check because I can't fully keep track of Ruger's product lineup at all times. Because sometimes they have like, they'll do like random Red Hawk drops that I'm like, that's a thing that exists. Okay. 57 mag, 357 mag, 41 Magnum is such a fun caliber. But here is the thing that I would really like. And it, as far as I know, it doesn't exist in a way that's, I mean, like maybe like, I don't know if maybe Charter Arms makes one. See, now I'm like, I don't want to say a thing. Charter Arms, just check in. I'm going to check the products. It's a revolver, guys. The thing I want is a revolver. All right. Nobody be surprised.
Shook.
Can I just say Charter Arms website is dog turds. Oh, they do make one. Neat. All right, so the thing that I want actually exists, but it's made by Charter Arms. So it's made by Charter Arms. So anyway, what I want, and it's not actually, and the one that Charter Arms makes isn't actually the way I want it to exist. So what I want is much like the Ruger did something that was like this close to being it, when they did the five-shot GP100 in 44 Special, that was this close to being it. Make it a 45 Colt. So I want a true medium frame. So this is like your Taurus Tracker frames, your GP100s, your Smith & Wesson L frames. I want that. I want five shots, a 45 Colt. And here's what I want adjustable sights. And I want a 3-inch barrel. That's it. Oh, and double action only. Like, I don't need single action on this gun. This is not a gun that with a 3-inch barrel, I'm not going to be thumb cocking this gun and lurking in a tree stand waiting for a deer, right? I want a backwoods 5-shot snubby that carries what is, in my opinion, one of the most versatile cartridges available. And the reason why I think this is better than the 44 Special version is 44 Special is actually relatively hard to find, and the loadings for it aren't that diverse, for lack of a better term, right? 45 Colt, you can get 250 grain cowboy action loads that are like shooting mouse farts, but will still go through the entire way through a ballistics gel block and keep on trucking, all the way up to 225 grain, you know, plus P that are borderline like 454 Kasuo rounds that will really do some damage, or if you want to shatter
your Desert Eagle, by the way,
or if you want to shatter your hands, you can also go buy something from Buffalo Boar, which I believe is legally a weapon of mass destruction.
I love the Buffalo Boar ammo. Like, this works in this range. Would we like to turn it to setting pain?
Yeah,
I was working in a gun store, and the guy who had like put out the ammo on the shelves was very new to working in the gun world. One, he had ammo out on the shelves, which I was like, that's probably not the best idea. We're going to lose a bunch of that, but okay. And I was out there walking around. I saw like, there was just like all our Buffalo Boar was out on the shelves. I was like, hey, we got to put this behind the counter.
Someone
like, why? I'm like, one, yeah, it'll be stolen. Two, we don't want Joe Nobody coming up and like, oh, Buffalo Boar, blue box, I'll just go ahead and take that and walk off with what is not a fun experience for anybody that doesn't love Recoil.
Yeah. Like, I have...
No, Buffalo Boar is like walking into the Thai restaurant and going, spicy.
No, Thai spicy. That's what it is. Buffalo Boar is when you go and you sit down in the Thai restaurant and they say, how hot do you want it? 1, 2, 3, 4, and you go, make it like you like it.
And then you go back and smack the chef.
Yeah. And you're like, listen, bitch. But no, so that's what I love about the 45 Colt round is it is commercially available in a really diverse level of pressures. It's much like 38 Special, where you can get it in all of these different diverse pressures that you can do a lot of things with. And I love the idea of kind of that like 3-inch, you know, GP100-ish sized revolver, no porting, nothing crazy, fiber optic front sight, adjustable rear sights, but like a, you know, rugged adjustable rear sight. Because, and the reason why you need an adjustable rear on this is specifically because of all of the different grain weights of 45 Colt that are out there. A 250 grain bullet going 700 feet per second is going to have a way different point of impact than a 225 grain bullet going 1,000 feet per second. Like, they're going to hit like this. It's not going to be close. So that's what I want. Double action only, good trigger, fiber optic front, blacked out rear, adjustable, 5 shots, chamfered charge holes. This is not too much to ask. There's literally 3 companies that could do that and do it in a way that is quality and meaningful. And I work for one of them. And if you don't think I'm not going to clip this out and send it to our production guys, you're crazy. I am doing that for sure. All right, so that's me. I want a gun that could actually be used by normal human beings. Jack wants a sci-fi gun. That could
be used by Jack and Andre.
Yeah, exactly. And what?
All right,
what
but when we're fighting cyborgs, I don't want to hear shit about how you want one of my shotguns.
I'm going to be shooting them with 45 Colt, you know, solid copper rounds that punch through their armor. Come on. Fire. Did we just create a cyberpunk fire team?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. I'm here for it. Let's go. Oh, and in the continuation of thread of things I think that can be done but may actually be good against the cyberpunk dystopian enemies we will soon be fighting, I would like to see a Beretta or, in this case, Taurus, because you guys have the design too, 92-96 style, but with the advent of some of the slim guns and how what we're doing with magazines and everything like that, I want it in 10 millimeter. I love shooting 10 millimeter. I like the energy and the recoil experience. I want a Beretta 92-96 style pistol in 10 millimeter, and I want to be able to carry it cocked and locked.
The crazy thing about this, it fixes the 10 millimeter ejection issue where the casing gets like super expandy.
It's not,
but I don't know if that slide can handle that.
That's like only the concern is whether
are you sure? Like a brig, maybe the brig.
Yeah,
that really thick brig.
Well, you'd have to go with like the 96A1 slide because. So, for people who don't know, the first Berettas that they did in 40 shattered themselves because it wasn't designed for the cartridge. Then they did sort of a redo with the 96A1, and the 96A1 is actually a whole new gun, right? Like it's not a 92.
They didn't just change a couple of things internally. They rebuilt how this thing locks and seals itself in the slide so that it can handle a different load. And I understand what I'm asking may require that as well, probably would require that as well. But I like the shooting experience on the 92-96 platform. I like the slide mass. I like how the barrel and the slide operate together. And I think it would work really nicely and smoothly in 10 millimeter. And I want to be able to carry it cocked and locked. So I want the frame mounted safety decocker, not the slide mounted G model.
I mean, if Beretta can re-engineer the 96 to handle, you know, full pressure 180 grain HSTs, then there's no mathematical reason why you couldn't build something that could hold up to those recoil forces. But you would be making an already thick frame, like extra dummy thick.
I don't know.
hold on. Remember the 80-45 Cougar?
As much as I've tried to forget, yes.
The frame already exists. If it's a 45 frame, it can be a 10 millimeter frame.
So you could do an 80-45 Cougar, but do you still want the opens? Because the Cougar had
it had the rotating thing. But my thought is, if we take the frame of the 80-45 that's already thick enough to handle the 45, and we take maybe like reverse engineer a Briggs slide to fit on here, it could be doable.
So,
I mean, like, by doable, I mean we've got to throw all the money in the world at this thing.
Yeah,
he says with his red dragon shotgun.
Quiet, you, it's never been done before.
Yeah, the development costs of engineering that specific gun for 10 mil are,
yeah,
they hurt my chest a little bit to think about. But if we're rating the buildability of these guns on a feasibility scale from most feasible to least feasible, you're still ahead of Jack. Like, mine's the most feasible. Like,
yours is a few simple parts changes, yeah, that need to be put together in the right area. Mine are a more complex series of parts changes with some heavy testing and evaluation. And Jack's is, again, what color would you like your dragon?
I mean, and to be fair, Jax is also kind of the coolest. Like,
oh,
I'm not cap here, because that gun sounds pretty freaking cool. That's
like a customized 10 millimeter freaking Beretta M9 ish model is something out of sci-fi fantasy. Some wizard somewhere uses it and carves symbols into the bullets as they shoot demonic enemies or something.
More, yeah. I mean, that's what was that? Okay, hang on. I'm going to sound both like a nerd and old. What was that anime where the guy had the gun that shot magic?
There's a couple that do this, but
it was a spaceship.
Outlaw Star.
Yep.
Outlaw
Good, Star. Thanks, Jack. Good memory.
It's called a Guncaster. I actually rewatched it during 2020.
I'm about to start that one because I just
finished it's really good. It is on Hulu. If we're gonna open the anime door, I'm going to say to you, if you have a Netflix subscription and you can deal with the minimal amount of anime bullshit that exists in it, Cyberpunk Edgerunners is the best show I have seen in 2022.
That's high praise.
That is.
This is a year where we had the Better Call Saul finale. We've had some real contenders. This show it's 8 episodes, 30 to 40 minutes apiece. It helps if you've played the game. I'm not going to lie to you, but you don't need to. It's very violent. It's not for kids. But other than that, it's just one of the better storytelling experiences out there. And there are not a lot of like crazy things. If you want to see violent gunfights and crazy cybernetics and cyborgs and all that stuff, and the shotgun I talked about, it happens in the show. They bring it out. Go check that out. It's fantastic. I can't rate it highly enough.
All right. Well, that's a thing. If you guys want to do that, you can.
I'm also prepared to be called a dirty, dirty weeb for those, and by a number of boomers who will be confused by what a weeb is in the comment section.
That's going to be great. Like, half of the comments are going to be calling you a weeb because you are a fucking weeb. And then the other half of the comments are going to be like, what the hell is a weeb? And then they're going to
what's Google a weeb? And it's going to be spelled W-H-E-B-E.
That is, wow. Oh my God. Yeah. Imagine you're 60 years old and you're trying to Google weeb and you're like, what's a weeb? And you type it in with
what's
an H.
What's a weeby?
I wonder.
Weeby.
Weeby. Is it one of those
memes? I was here for the revolver talk.
That's why I need the revolver, man. He's gonna come through for me. And
also, if you're one of our older people, I'm not. I don't hate you. I don't hate you. You grew up at a different time than me. It's fine. I like 1911s too. It's okay. Don't be angry. Your heart can't take it anymore.
Besides, Jack, that's gonna be you in 30 years.
30. You like, really overestimate how long I have.
I mean, they Great Danes don't live very long. That's fair. There's this podcaster I listen to who like, he's big, right? Like 6'6 or something. And he's like, yeah, you ever notice that big dogs don't live as long as small dogs? He's like, I figure I got a solid 20 years left in me.
So I'll say this because she doesn't listen to the show. My girlfriend owns a Great Dane and it's getting very old. And she's like, oh, yeah. I mean, they told me about big breeds. I'm just like,
I'm going to put you through this
twice. I'm going to put you through this twice.
Sorry, listen Jack, here, sister. What do you mean? What do you mean big breeds? You can't say that. It's our word.
That's our word.
I mean, not my word, guys, obviously. I'm like a Jack
Russell Terrier over here. No, no, as a short king, you have other words.
Yeah, we do have other words. I was obsessed with the Great British Bake Off is back. And there was...
Oh, so good.
And there was a guy on it who was...
I love where this episode has devolved to.
Definitely a little person, but they did such a good job of shooting around it that if you weren't like... And he was like on the tall end of it, right? Like he was like a dwarf
among midgets.
Yeah, apparently can't say either of those words, by the way. Yeah. It is actually little person, and unless you're referring to the condition of dwarfism. How do I know this? I friggin' learned it all when I was trying to stalk this guy on the internet.
And you were also checking like at what height does
4'11".
Where is he's oh, like wow. cleared the bar.
Melanie Lauer does not clear the bar.
Nope. Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. So the legal height for like being a little person is 4'11" apparently. So if you're shorter than that, you can apply for a disabled parking permit, Melody.
Is there any way we can apply for that for her?
Probably.
Oh my god, that would be the funniest gift.
Oh, that just that just shows up. Oh, we'd have to get like something that like legally verifies her height. Anyway, this episode has devolved, so thank you everybody for watching, sharing, liking, subscribing. Make sure you do all of those things. Duct tape somebody to the passenger seat of your car, force them to listen to this episode. And again, make sure that you guys post the comments of the guns that you wish the industry was making. The two best, I'm going to go ahead and define what the criteria for best are, is whatever I feel like in the moment. So highly subjective, but you can't complain about subjective judging criteria because you're getting free stuff. So the two best ones, again, will be getting these C&H Precision slide milling certificates. I hope you guys send him something weird to mill, like please, just for funsies, or be normal and send like an M&P or a Glock. But that's it, guys. Thank you.
Send him a Mosin. If you don't send him a Mosin, no balls.
All right, that's it. We are out. We'll be back next week with another episode. Thanks, everyone.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.